Morning, everybody. I'm not Matt Fisher, I'm John Maria, I'm the ministry chair. We are following a series of sermons here tonight. We're going now on the story of Jacob. This is how we're living together in a hostile world. And we are today focusing on the story of what a great chapter is in the last chapter where we left Jacob in prison. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. because of our man who lives in the past, we end up living in the past. God has looked at us. He's clear for God, the covenant God of the handmaker. Moses lives as a priest in the past, a Pharaoh, who got burdened with suffering and rejection and pleading and trouble. And leading those people to Israel, this one, come to the promised land. Now we know which way God called us to. We will come and see each of our lives will be renewed. But the day we can live to say to God, the way they saw Moses there, that God is in the midst of all. Finally, God is going to do it in his people. It's going to be very much to do that. This is the best for the people of God's church, because we recognize that there is a God who loves the world, and who loves the world, and who accepts his will to save people, comes in the midst and through the sin of rejection. It's true for Jesus. It's true for all of us. It's true for people like Daniel, and Michael, Daniel, Chandra, to remind you that God is with us today, wherever we are at with God today, with the truth and the way, God is in the midst of us. And he calls you to love and show to live honorably, to walk in righteousness, to witness to the God who loves you, and have a desire that through you and your life, God's working with you. The world. And God is in anger, verse 1. My word be it said that truth is testament that God loves to be with us. And all those who have it, he said, and so therefore, what we are doing this week and next week, and what we're doing together again, and what you're doing during your workplace during the week, and when you're in your house, your family, and your friends, that it will resonate in God's love. is the love of God for the world in this time.